Hey, my love, have you signed up yet to my weekly newsletter, Intimates with Melissa? It's one of my new favorite ways to connect with you all deeper. If you would love to receive a personal love note from me every single week, along with insights into what I'm loving right now, what I'm consuming right now, what I'm listening to, reflections and inspiration to support your journey of embodied self-discovery and self-love, head to melwells.com/newsletter to sign yourself up. We're also giving away discounts for some of my favorite brands and giveaways, so make sure you check that out. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Love, Sex, and Magic. Today, we are talking about how to be a health coach or how to be a life coach. So I am joined by Jim Curtis, who is the head of brand and head coach at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, also known as IIN, which is the first place that I received a coaching certification. Jim has been a wellness pioneer for the last 20 years, helping to develop WebMD, Everyday Health, Remedy Health, Hemp Vet, and Modern Sanctuary, as well as publishing his own guide, The Stimulati Experience. As a coach, Jim focuses on behavior and success mindset, understanding that health first starts with what you think, feel, and believe. And by optimizing mindset, you optimize all of the other facets of life. Fitness, nutrition, relationships, spirituality, and career. So in this episode, we talk all things coaching. We talk about the coaching industry. We talk about health coaching. We talk about my journey to becoming a coach and whether this path is right for you or not. So if you've always felt like, maybe I want to do coaching, but I'm not sure, or I feel like I'm meant for something bigger and I want to help people change their lives, but I don't quite know what that path looks like for me, this episode is for you. Let's dive in. Jim Curtis, welcome to Love, Sex, and Magic.
Thanks for having me. I came into Miami just for this. Ah! So really happy to be here.
I am so grateful and honored to hear that. That has been such a dream for this podcast, for people to make the effort just to be here for this. And so thank you. That really means a lot.
You're it's alignment because I didn't realize how much I needed the sun.
Oh.
And so this was an incredible excuse to get out of New York City.
Well, you are the head of brand and the head coach at IIN, which is the coaching certification school that completely transformed my life. And we're going to get all into that, but it's really a full circle moment to have you here on this show. My first question for you is, why do you think coaching has become so popular and such a fast-growing industry these days?
That's interesting because everybody has, throughout time, in some way, had someone that was their mentor or coach. So coaching has always been around, but people never realized that they could actually do it as a profession. They thought that maybe the 9-to-5 job, right? We had this society that said, you will go to college, you will graduate, you will get your 9-to-5 job, you'll have a family, you'll do it that way. And now people are realizing the pandemic kind of turned things around. They don't want to work a 9-to-5 on Zoom all day, and they realize that they could really do something that's in service and make a living at the same time instead of having to clock in at 9, go to the office, et cetera. And so many, like me, I was in finance, and on Sunday nights, I'd start to get nauseous, and on Monday I'd wake up like, oh my God, do I actually have to do this? And millions of people that feel that are now resigning. You know, it's called the Great Resignation. So now they're resigning, and they're like, what can I do? I want to do something that's flexible and that gives back to the world and that I can be financially healthy with. And coaching is exactly that, especially health coaching, because most people are feeling anxious, stressed, unhappy, you know, not great in their bodies, and they need a guide.
So true. Whenever anyone says to me like something like, where do I find clients? I'm like, the world is in crisis. But everyone needs help. To be honest, like our society and our culture is quite unhealthy. Like the systems that are set up, the food industry, the diet industry, the medical industry, the prescription pills, like how much time we spend on the internet. Like there's so many reasons that people need to find inner health. these days.
It's outrageous. You know, and sometimes people just think, well, you know, it's about food. You know, who am I? Like, I'm going to have to figure out how to coach people and tell them what to eat. And like, maybe, how can I do that when I'm not in my peak physical form? But it's so much more than food, right? People are stressed out. They're addicted to tech. They're addicted to social media. They are disconnected from their relationships.
Yeah.
They are feeling shut in and alone. There are pandemics and wars. People are a mess right now. So all you have to do to find a client is look beyond yourself.
Literally.
Literally. Because the person next to you is struggling and you can positively impact them. Now people start to say, well, how do I actually charge someone for that, right? Shouldn't I just do well in the world? Like, do I can't charge for wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Or how do I tell them that I'm going to charge for that? And so there's this misconception that because you are providing a service that helps people in like a really authentic, loving, caring way, even if it's not food, it's that you shouldn't be financially healthy. It's so wrong.
So
I always say that Coca-Cola literally makes billions of dollars a year creating products that make the world unhealthy.
Yeah.
So why can't we change the health and happiness of the world and become equally as financially healthy?
Yeah, I love that point because I remember when I first started out as a coach, I had those exact same thoughts. Like, I can't charge people for this. Like, I really want to help people. I want to heal the world, all these things. And you can't grow and make the impact that you are here to make unless you're charging. And I really look around at the world that we live in and look at these big corporations and these industries that are making so much money that are making the world sick. And I'm thinking to myself, if only more money was in the hands of the healers and spiritual people who have good hearts and who really want to heal the world and make the world a better place, imagine the kind of world that we would live in then.
Yes. Yes, yes. Marianne Williamson wrote the Rule of Divine Compensation in her book. And I always refer to that because if you're a beginner and you're kind of like, you don't have a healthy relationship with money, like you want to cure the world. You want to cure people's relationships. You want to connect.
And you want to do it all for free.
Right. You're beaming love.
Yes, yes.
Meanwhile, you're like, oh, I wish I could eat organic, but I can't afford my rent.
So true.
Right.
So true. Oh, I wish I could grow my business, but I can't afford to hire an assistant.
100%. Right. Oh, yes. Like, or I'm not going to take my course at IIN because I can't afford it, even the payment plan, because, you know, like I have to go buy drinks with my friends. Like, it's like there's the law of divine compensation, which says you deserve to make money as you're giving back to the world. And the more that you give back, the more you deserve to make. And I love the idea of like, okay, the new iPhone comes out and you are going to pay an extra $30 a month on your phone bill so you can have that iPhone so that you can watch like 2 more hours of Netflix. But when it comes to like investing that money and that time into your education or to your wellness, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't think I have it.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
And I think back to like when I first signed up for IIN and I was 22, I believe. This was like, oh no, I was 23, I believe. My dad had just passed away from cancer. He was given 4 months to live. And it was the first thing in my life that had like completely shaken my world, right? And obviously, like losing a parent is just so traumatic.
Especially at that age.
At that age, yeah. And he was only 58 as well. So he was young, I was young, it shook the whole family. And I remember that was the thing that for me got me into learning about health, because I started reading all these books about diet and illness and how the food we eat is directly related to how everything works in our body. And up until then, it sounds crazy to say now because now it's like, duh. But back then, I was the only thing that I knew about food was dieting. Like low fat this, zero sugar this, zero calorie. I had no idea that the food that we were putting inside of our bodies would make us sick or make us well.
Right.
And so I started, I learned like the basic stuff, but like I went deep after my dad passed away. And I had also been on this like constant yo-yo dieting bandwagon, just on and off, on and off. And it was like the size zero trend, if you remember that. It was just bad times, not good for young women. And so I had this eating disorder that I was kind of battling with and thought there's no way out of this for me. And when he died, I started learning about health, like real well-being from the inside out. And I found IIN and I was like, this is great. Like, this is going to teach me all about health and I'm going to become a health coach so that not only can I heal myself from whatever I've got going on, this disorder that I have with food, not only can I figure myself out, but I can help heal the world, which will be part of me passing on like my dad's legacy in a way, because he woke me up to this. And he left me a small amount of money, which was a big amount of money for me at 22. And I put all of it into IIN. And I signed up for IIN and I got a discount through some partner or affiliate that I think it was Chris Carr.
All right.
And I really had that download, that moment of the best way I can possibly invest this money is in my future self, is in my health and my future career. And I still had to do a payment plan. I still did it like all on the fly. Mm-hmm. I was juggling all these different jobs while I was doing it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me how you were on the bus, like going to like one of your modeling gigs or something, just like listening to IIN, right?
Actually, yeah. So I was back and forward from the UK. I would do a bunch of work in the UK, like acting and modeling work in the UK, save up enough to come over to LA. But I couldn't afford a car in LA. And, you know, everyone drives in LA. It's really hard to get around. But I was getting the bus everywhere, which is like not a nice experience for anyone that's not experienced an LA bus. It's an experience. And I was on the bus. Had my iPad that I got sent from you at IIN and was listening to these lectures. And in between the modeling stuff that I was doing out in LA, I was working, I was working at a juice bar on Hollywood Boulevard for like 10 bucks an hour or something, completely illegally, by the way, because I didn't have a visa.
Right.
I was doing like odd jobs for my yoga instructor, including like painting his house, walking his dogs, helping tile his roof at one point, just doing the most random things.
You're tiling roofs.
I was tiling roofs. Yeah. I was like, at one point I was like on a roof in LA and I was like, I never thought I would be doing this. But I had IIN like in my headphones all the time. I'm like tiling the roof. I'm like the happiest person in the world because I'm thinking what I'm learning about and what I'm doing is going to change my life and all of the clients' lives that I get to work with. And I felt this like information going into my system and just felt my whole body and soul and mind just up leveling. And so it just inspired me to keep going.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that I see a lot of people decide to go into coaching is not just, oh, that looks like a nice lifestyle, like I want to do that, but also like it's their personal transformation. Like they might have had a health journey, a health scare, something shift in their life where they thought that they weren't going to get better, or they had a disorder with food, or someone in their family had an illness or something like that related to health or wellness, and they decided, I'm going to transmute this into something better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that a lot with your with your clients?
Well, yeah. Your first client is you, 100%. Like, you're working on you. This is transforming you. You're the client.
Yeah.
So health coaching starts with you. And some people don't even go on to be health coaches. They go on to do amazing things. Like, but one thing that you said, like, you put in the work. Like, literally, you were downloading... You were downloading the information while you were, you know, between modeling gigs and tiling roofs, right? And so some people think that it's easy, and it's not, for a reason. It costs you a lot of money. It's an investment. It takes a year. You know, this is not your like kind of media company 12 weeks to your health coaching degree.
And it shouldn't be.
No, we're literally changing your mindset, and it's the beginning. Like, we're extremely purposeful in who is teaching you and what you're hearing at a certain time, because we're changing the way that you think and the behavior into a way that you can then, this is, IIN's not the end, it's the beginning. So it allows you to say, okay, I've kind of just like you said, up-leveled. I've downloaded this information in a way that is very purposeful. And now I'm ready to open all these other doors that I never even saw existed before. And for you, it's been amazing. And absolutely. For other people too. Like sometimes I'm just in awe of the students that graduate. Like,
yeah, tell us some of your success stories and what people have gone on to do.
Yeah, I mean, I look at you from literally tiling roofs to... I watch it and I think I reached out to you too because I was like, I can't stop watching her journey.
Aww.
And then why aren't we working with her? So I think I texted you or something.
That's so
I
DM'd sweet.
You.
Yeah.
So like just from everything that you do with your goddess retreats and you didn't end at IN. You began.
No, that was the start of my journey.
And then you just kept building and building and building. And
exactly.
You know, the other folks that I've seen do things like that, Melissa Wood said it started with IN.
Mm-hmm.
Said she was making her first green smoothie when we were filming her.
Oh gosh, I remember. Yeah, I started out that way too. Green smoothies, yoga, like that was it for me. That was
her
the start.
First green smoothie that she was filming. We were filming her.
Great.
And then it just went on from there. But even folks like Bobbi Brown Cosmetics, when she left Bobbi Brown, she took IN.
Wow.
Started Evolution 18. There are so many stories like that.
Mm.
But not only that, I there's 155,000 graduates, right? So I talk about kind of these people think they're the very special few because they're more in the public eye, like you and Melissa and others. But I get messages and DMs and people are constantly reaching out for me in the community all day long saying, I got my first client. I'm now doing this. I can't believe it. I've quit my job. It feels so good. Mm-hmm. It changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, also some people are upset. They're like, I haven't been able to get a client yet, or I wish I had more content, you know, and that's okay. I always say, like, what are you fighting? Because you've literally received everything that you need. How can we help you more get over the block of moving forward?
Mm.
So it's both. So it's not what I'm trying to say. It's not a magic fix.
Yeah.
It's if you're interested in working and doing this, it is an amazing door opener.
Mm. And it's really an investment in someone's future. You know, I've never been like about the race and like the short term, like mm-hmm. how can I just get there as fast as possible? Like I knew when I entered this industry that this was my purpose. This was my career path. And that's why, you know, I really want people to hear that it's not like you don't get to like where someone like me is in like 12 months. You know, you'll be getting your first clients, hopefully. You know, mm-hmm. after when I graduated from IIN, I was getting my first clients and I was just starting to like get the ball rolling, you know, and that was like 8 years ago that I graduated from IIN or 9 years ago,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
I forget, time flies so much.
I've literally been doing this for 20 years. I've been in wellness for 20 years and I'm still saying, oh, I've learned this. This is my next step.
Mm-hmm.
But I can feel good about the people that I'm influencing in the way that I want to, because you can see a direct impact on the good that you're doing.
Yeah.
And sometimes people start to compare, right? They're like, well, I don't have a million followers or even 100,000 or even 10,000.
I mean, no one does when they start out.
Right. And like, you know, only a few people. And I just say, one, you know, if you have 200 people following you on Instagram, think about putting all those people in your kitchen.
Exactly.
That's a lot of people in your kitchen.
That's a big dinner party. Yeah, that's you're going to run out of plates very quickly.
Literally, that you couldn't serve them fast enough. And the next part is like, does it really matter if you could change one person's life? Isn't like that one life enough?
I mean, I know so many people that are making huge impacts as coaches and they don't have a huge following. It's such a misconception that we need bigger numbers to help people. You know, you might be someone that goes really deep with fewer people to begin with. That might be where you stay.
Or yes, I agree with that. Like I would prefer just to be like, I study a lot of Buddhism, so I talk about death a lot. So, like,
let's go there.
We're dying every day, literally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we could be dead tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was on my deathbed, I'd be really proud, even if I just said, I know that I helped these three people live a better life.
Mm,
instead yes. of, I had an impact, you know, like over a million people. That's me. So that is kind of, that's the mission that I'm on. So when people start to compare themselves or think about, you know, I can't do this because I don't know, just think about that person, that one person that you can help. And sometimes that one person is you.
Yeah. Yeah. And how important is our own personal story when we are wanting to get clients? Because for me, I found that that was how I got clients, was sharing my own experiences, my own healing journey, and people going, wow, she really gets me. Like, she's been where I've been.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're relatable. You're very relatable. And I think that people oftentimes don't feel like their experience or struggle matters. And it does. Sometimes I hear sometimes that people who graduate, they don't have the confidence to go out and start spreading the word or to coach people. They graduate, they've learned everything, and now they're missing the confidence. And I just say to them, you know, you have it. And people want to hear from your experience. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, you know, we're, none of us are turning into white light of the Bodhisattva, right? We're still, we're all work in progress. You know, so just share what you've learned so far, because it's going to help someone. And you can be confident that it's going to help someone. Stephanie Young says, your mess is your message.
Absolutely.
And even if your mess is not completely cleaned up, you've come somewhere. You've come far enough.
Yeah. And there's so many lessons in that, and there's so much value in that for other people listening.
Yeah.
For people that are listening that are following a ton of coaches online, maybe they start to think, wow, the industry is so saturated. There's so many people doing this. There's so many people doing what I want to do. What is your advice?
So many people doing this. Mm. So many people doing what I want to do. So many people doing it better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get off Instagram immediately. Take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because Instagram is targeting you with their algorithm. And once you've clicked on, viewed, interacted with a coach, they're serving up every ad for coaching, every ad for coaching schools, and every coach there is. And so you're thinking that the whole world is saturated with coaches when, you know, it's not. That's your, you know, you have to broaden your perspective and look out there. A lot of people don't know what coaching is yet.
So true.
Right? There are only 155,000 coaches from IAN across 175 countries. Yeah, there are billions of people. In the United States alone, there's 100 million Americans that are pre-diabetic. So it's, you know, coaching is needed more than ever, and you literally just have to look next to you. But if you put on blinders of kind of the social media algorithm, they're only showing you what they think you're interested in.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's like, oh, you begin to think like it's all wellness all the time. So I often like go and look at things that are completely contrary to my beliefs, opposite of my political views, opposite of my health views, opposite of my musical tastes, opposite of everything. And I click around just so I can be whole and understand what's out there instead of seeing my same friends and things that I'm interested in every time.
Totally. I mean, I think a good exercise as well is for people to actually start speaking to strangers, you know, and realize, like, try and explain. Like, I meet people at Starbucks. I met like a real estate person who came into the apartment for an inspection the other week. And I'm trying to explain to these people what I do, and they've never heard of it. They've got no idea what this industry is. They're literally completely clueless, completely brand new.
Yeah.
And it's like just always a good reminder of like, wow, we find ourselves in this echo chamber and in this bubble where we think that the whole world revolves around this industry, and it doesn't. And all we need to do is like go outside and speak to a stranger mm-hmm. on the street and realize, wow, these people are living completely different lives and really could do with some guidance and mm-hmm. some help.
100%.
You know?
Do you find it easy to speak to strangers?
I do, yeah.
Right? Are you an outgoing extra person? Some people listening are like, speak to a stranger? I got a little anxiety because I'm like, oh, Jesus, I got to speak to a stranger?
I mean, so the inspector literally came into my apartment, so I had to speak with her. And then I would say when I take Rio out, she's quite a conversation starter. So I do have people that want to
talk. It makes it easier. Yeah, no, I can understand. And you are a very warm person, so it's probably easy. People are easy to speak to you.
Thank you.
I find it, I'm an introvert, extrovert. I can be extroverted, but mostly introverted. Mm-hmm. So like oftentimes I'm quiet with strangers. But I think that's an excellent exercise, even if it's just to broaden your horizons to see if anybody really, like, if you're thinking you're closed in or not, that's a great way. But also just to start to open you up if you are a little introverted and speaking to strangers. That's almost like you should do an exercise, like go out and speak to 3 strangers today.
I think that's a
great... What would that do for your life?
Let's do that. Okay. Listener, please go out and speak to 3 strangers. This is your task.
Literally. Find one piece of information that's interesting about 3 people that are strangers. Safely.
We have more in common than we do different, for sure.
That will connect you to the world. You may even find a new friend.
Yeah.
Isn't that how people make friends?
I mean, I would say that since I started my business, I've made so many friends through doing what I do. I mean, most of my friends are also coaches, entrepreneurs, doing something similar. We're all in the same circles these days. So it's really like opened me up to such an incredible community all over the world. And that's been something that has just been such a huge blessing in my life.
Yeah, I love the wellness community.
Yeah.
I've made a lot of great friends.
So for someone listening that's maybe listening to this and listening to, like, you know, the health coaching journey and how I started out with like health and green smoothies and yoga and, you know, all of the things that we spoke about, if they're listening and they're like, but that's not really the thing that I want to do, like that's not really my niche, I'm not really that into like the nutrition side, is IIN still for them? Because I want to hear you share a little bit more about the IIN philosophy.
Mm-hmm. You'll change your mind about the nutrition once you get all your other, I'd say shit. Yeah, like all your
you
other,
can say right. shit. We say shit on this podcast. It's okay.
Good. Because wellness people curse. Okay.
They do. Right. We do.
I do. once you get all your other shit in order, then you start to think about the food that, you know, right? So it's like, oftentimes people like say, yes, food is important, but I'm not really focusing on the nutrition. And you realize that food changes everything once you get your other stuff in line. Meaning you will start start really thinking about your macros and what you're eating and how you can have more water and how sugar, you know, you want to eliminate it because it's going to give you Alzheimer's, all the things that Mark Hyman says. Once you realize that everything nourishes you, such as your career, your relationship, your connection to a higher power, having love in your life, even if it's not romantic, it's just like, what do you love?
Mm.
What do you love? Because once you figure out like, oh, I love my job, I love the people I'm around, you start to have this kind of, people look at you and they say, you know, what did you do? Did you go on vacation? What did you do? You look different. You look happier. They want to be around you. That ripple effect that you're now putting out, it's making them happier and healthier. So it starts with that. And so coaches need to work on that as well. And oftentimes that's, you know, relationship coaches, coaches that focus on anxiety, coaches that focus on movement, breathing, hormone health, gut health. And kind of you learn all these things as your primary foods.
And all of that is covered in IIN.
Yeah, that's what we focus on first, because it doesn't matter how much green juice you drink if you're miserable and you don't have a connection to a higher power, and you don't work in a job that you like, and you feel no purpose, and your relationships are a mess, you can literally be vegan with nutrients and supplements and all, and you'll still be unhappy. Joshua used to talk about a friend, and I love this story. He said he had a friend. He would not use sweetener. No sweetener, nothing that was sweet, even if it was, I don't know what it was. He wouldn't eat sweets, he wouldn't eat sugar, he wouldn't use any sweeteners. And so even on his birthday, like there would be cake or something, he wouldn't eat it. And all he says is, this guy needed some sweetener. Yeah, this guy needed something sweet.
His life was missing the sweetness of life.
The joy, because food is joy. So if food is mental, food changes everything. Like, how do you feel when you're at a restaurant and you decide that I'm not going to eat anything because there's nothing here. I'm so strict on my diet. It, all of a sudden, like, people are wondering what you're, why you're not ordering things. You're not, you're feeling awkward. Like, food is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Food literally changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember joining IIN as wanting to be a health coach and being so surprised that this was not just all about food. This was about so much more. And I remember learning about the primary foods and then getting the circle of life, or the, is it still called the circle of life?
Yeah.
The circle of life. And I remember, like, my first ever workshop that I did at a yoga studio, managed to get them to, like, hire me this studio, and invite all my friends from yoga. And I was, like, talking them through, like, the primary foods and the circle of life. And it made me realize, wow, like, the work that I've been doing at IIN is so much bigger than food. And I thought it was going to be all about the food. And right. as someone that had struggled with an eating disorder for so many years, I was so obsessed with food that I thought the thing that will fix this will be food. The thing that will fix this is the perfect diet, is if I just find the perfect food combination or the perfect vegan recipes or find the perfect thing that will fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about so much deeper than that, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
You know?
The way you eat is based on the way that you're feeling.
Mm.
So, you know, change the way that you're feeling and the way that you eat will change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually went on to write, as you know, 2 best-selling books
yes.
all about food and our relationship with it. And the second one is called Hungry for More. And the whole concept of hungry for more is when we are overeating, when we are binging, when we are stuffing our faces, it's because we're hungry for something deeper. We're hungry for spiritual connection. We're hungry for deeper meaning. We're hungry for joy, pleasure, freedom, purpose, all of these deeper things that we can't get from food, but we try to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, food can be a drug just like anything else. You know, like mm-hmm. I'm 100% an emotional eater. There has been times where I'd be stressed, like you said, hungry for something more, stressed about a relationship, stressed about a job, and really I just wanted connection. And instead, I found myself like eating a pint of
Raiding the fridge. Yeah.
yeah. So
yeah, it happens. We live in a culture that teaches us to distract ourselves and numb out and turn to something instead of go inwards for that deeper connection.
Yeah.
Mm. So there's so many reasons that someone would sign up for IIN, but I think probably the biggest reason why people wouldn't is fear, right?
I would think so.
Can you speak into that?
Yeah, there's, you know, I think that, so I was looking at research recently, and I love neuroscience, and I think about neuroscience a lot. I think about why people do things. Kind of part of my personality is understanding why people are the behaviors that they have. And it's always something much deeper than what you think. And it's, you know, often subconscious. And we as human beings really have this idea that we are more apt to move away from fear than we are to move towards pleasure.
Mm.
And you think it's different. Like, I want that. I'm going to go get it. But usually it's, I'm moving away from fear, meaning like I'm not doing it. Or I am doing it because if I don't do it, this bad thing will happen. Or I'm not going to do it because I'm afraid this bad thing will happen. And so that holds a lot of people back subconsciously.
Mm.
Meaning, I'm not going to do IIN because I don't think that I could be a good health coach. How could I ever possibly transform someone when I'm this broken? It's too expensive for me. I don't have the time. How am I going to do this with kids and a job? You know, and that is literally all relevant, but also fear-based. There's been 155,000 other people that have been able to do this successfully and change their lives. That means that you can too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't let the fear hold you back, because there's always a way to do it. And once you start doing it, you start to feel kind of invigorated.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about everything that could go right.
Right.
What if this is a huge success? What if this completely changes my life? What if I get to live the life of my dreams with the healthiest, most vibrant body, mind, and soul? What if I get to transform all of these lives? What if I get to run an amazing coaching business? I mean, the possibilities are endless if we can tap into that instead of, oh, but what if I don't get clients?
100%.
The energy, the vibration is completely different.
Yes. You're really good at reframing things. Like, yeah, that's a reframe the way that you're thinking into a way that, like, oh, there is a real possibility here.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if I could, imagine how I would feel if I achieved that potential. And imagine how I feel right now thinking of myself having achieved that potential.
Mm.
That gets exciting.
I mean, the possibilities are truly endless with where you can take your career. I mean, you don't have to stay doing one-on-one coaching even, you know, you can start doing things like podcasting, retreats, writing books. Like mm-hmm. what IIN has helped me to do has been just so much more than just one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so many things that people can go on and do.
Yeah. Wellness as a business, the wellness world is all-encompassing now. So it gives you credibility, it gives you knowledge to be able to do other things if you don't want to do one-on-one coaching, which is important.
Mm. If someone is listening to this episode, Jim, and they're like feeling that like call in their soul that I really feel this is right for me. I really feel that IIN is right for me, but I have all these fears and doubts. I don't know if this is the right decision, but I just feel something in my gut. What is your advice to them?
Call someone. You can just, you know, there. Everyone at IIN that you call up, there are graduates, and they can. There is no pressure to sign up for the course. It's no pressure to do it. But if you want to ask someone who's done it how they feel about it, what it's like, you know, call them. It doesn't cost a thing. It's almost like a free coaching call
because
these folks are all trained coaches. They talk to a lot of people, and they'll walk you through why or why not do it. Why now or why not? What it's like and what you could feel. And oftentimes I think you hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like you feel like there's something bigger, more for you, and this may help you get there.
Mm.
But like you can't quite get it yet. You can't quite grasp it yet. Just call up.
Yeah.
Call and they'll speak to someone and you can decide.
Yeah. And I think you don't have to see that big picture. You don't have to see like the full picture, the full vision. You can just feel the call and yes. take action on that first call and just trust that if there's something inside of you that's like lit up by this conversation and mm-hmm. feels like this could be for you, that's all you need to begin with. IIN will pave the way and show you what's next. You don't need to have all the business advice. You don't need to have gone to business school. Like IIN really supports with all of that.
Mm-hmm. Just take one step. Mm. One step will lead to the next step, will lead to the next step. You don't have to see all the steps. No one does.
No.
Just take your next step. Call someone. Get more information.
Mm.
You can call IIN.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a very proud partner of IIN, very proud affiliate. And it really just meant so much to me when you reached out because IIN really did transform my life. And now I'm at a position where I get to continue the legacy for my family and for my dad. And I've been able to give back to my family in so many ways and give back to my community. And it just continues to expand and grow and evolve. And none of it would have been possible if I hadn't felt that call and taken that first step, even though it was the scariest thing that I'd ever done. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you took that step and did it.
Me too.
And then you're impacting all these people. So, you know, and thank you for being such a supporter of mine. Mm-hmm. It means a lot.
It's because it means so much to me, seriously. Yeah. So, for all of my listeners that are tuning into this episode and are feeling that call, we have a special link in the show notes. Which will actually get you, I think, over $2,000 off your tuition.
Yeah, we're having, you know, we just launched a new program. So it is all updated. It is, you know, we really delve into the behavior of learning. So there's a new learning system. There's new business tools. There is new everything, which is really exciting.
Wow.
So they should call someone. Yeah. And just if at the very least, see if it's right and then to hear. But they should definitely mention your name.
Yeah, if you mention my name. And also because I'm giving away business coaching as well.
Oh,
for people
nice.
That sign
yes,
up through
that's
me.
That's right.
So
your business coaching
not
bonus.
Not only do you get the discount on the tuition, which makes a huge dent into the tuition.
Yep.
But you also get coaching from me on how to build your business.
100%.
So if you're feeling the call, definitely check out the link in the show notes for that. Mm-hmm. So, Jim, I always love to round up these interviews with three questions related to love, sex, and magic. The first is, can you share something that you are loving right now?
What I'm loving right now is this. There's a reemergence for me, and I'm connecting with people again, and it feels so good. I had to make a conscious effort to say, oh, wait, I'm lonely. I realized that, like, I am lonely right now, and I need specifically more guy friends.
Gosh, it's so important.
It's hard for guys, you know, like, it's hard for, like, middle-aged guys living in a city to find guy friends. You don't just go up and say, hey, do you want to be my friend? And it's like, yeah. You know, guys are a little bit weird. Even you could be very open and still it's hard. Mm. So I said, I need more guy friends. And they came.
I love that. You know? Of course they came.
So I, again, the kind of that manifested for me. Just because all I had to do is open and be aware of it. And I started to say, oh, you know, even to the point where, you know, I was mentioning to you today, I snuck down to the beach because I'm in Miami. I'm never in Miami. I was wearing my jeans and t-shirt and I was fish out of water on the beach. But I snuck down to the beach just to experience the beach. Mm-hmm. And a good friend was, you know, that I hadn't seen in a really long time was two chairs away from me. Mm-hmm. And we spoke for an hour and a half. He made fun of me for wearing socks and shoes and jeans on the beach. And it's like, I just had some guy bonding time.
Yeah.
And it's because I decided to make that. So I'm really loving that now.
I love that. It's so important. Mm-hmm. So, so important. Something that turns you on.
Presence. Mm. If a woman can, you know, have, I can like, we can be on the same place in terms of being present in a moment. Mm. It's incredibly attractive to me.
Beautiful. I could not agree more. Mm-hmm. And a recent time in your life, you experienced magic.
About an hour ago with you. In the sense of this. I told you I had knee surgery. I'm walking around your studio trying to get into these chairs. Mm-hmm. Right? And I was mad at myself. I was mad at my knee just trying to get in this chair. Right? And I told you I had knee surgery and it's just not healing right. And you clearly saw that I was like kind of mad at my knee. And you said, what if you just loved your knee? And what if you were to give loving, you know, what if you, every cell in your body, you just sent love to your knee? And I realized that that magical moment that I was literally just hating on my body. And I was so mad at it. So mad at my body. And who can heal when you're that angry?
Right. I mean, I'm a big believer in nothing transforms without love present.
Yeah,
so love is the biggest healer.
You're the magic.
Thank you. And I'm envisioning your knee in perfect health, perfect working order and perfect health. And I'm sending love to your knee.
Me too. I love this knee. I love
this knee. This knee is just surrounded in golden white light. And it's just the most, it's the healthiest knee that ever existed.
Strongest, happiest, healthiest knee.
I see it. I see it.
I see it too. And my whole energy has changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really are magic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Jim, this has been magic. This has been such a pleasure and an honor for me and such a full circle moment. So thank you so, so much. We're going to head into my membership community now for a few additional questions from our beloved community. But for now, thank you so, so much. Where can everyone come and find out all about IIN, connect deeper with you, and possibly enroll?
They can follow me at JimCurtis1 on Instagram. But definitely follow IIN at Nutrition School. And you'll provide the link where they should go to find information.
Yep, in the show notes.
In the show notes, 100%. And yeah, there is always an opportunity to call. And we make sure that we have graduates online all hours of the day so that they can talk to people.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so, so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks, I appreciate you.
So, my loves, I hope that you loved that episode. If you did, please do share it on Instagram. I would love to see your story tags of you listening to the episode. We love to hear which episodes you guys have loved the most. Please also make sure that you leave us a juicy review on Apple, iTunes, or the podcast app, because that means so much to me and it really helps this podcast spread far and wide. So thank you so much for listening. I love you. I hope your week is filled with love, sex, and magic, and I'll see you next time.